Well, you had a dose of Ben.
What are some of the things that you learned? What was he doing? He, interestingly enough, is also a master of the indirect. The indirect, as is Ed Bowen and Dr. Balea. Perspective, he used the word. Vision, he used the word vision. Yeah. He was awakening people.
I've lost track of how many times I've seen this clip, but I love it more every time I see it. And the thing that stands out for me is how playful he is through the whole thing. And he's able to be serious and still very playful, and that's very good model.
Mm-hmm. He's deadly serious in a playful way. Yeah. I agree with you. I've seen it numerous times, and it just gets better and better, and I think I get touched in a different way and a deeper way each time I see it. Thank you for that. Yeah. And how powerful thinking is.
Passion.
Yeah.
He loved that.
You could tell. Yeah. Yeah.
He has become the message he is delivering.
That's a great translation. Yeah. She'll never say anything that couldn't stand to be the last thing that would be said to a person. Yeah.
He went to great lengths to include everyone and to tell everyone in the room that they were great for whatever their experience up to then was.
That message came through, didn't it? Connecting, connecting, connecting. And he knew it was going to happen.
Right. It wasn't an experiment.
Right. Pierce.
Well, with all the woes of the church and the statistics we have to look at, this brings a whole new sense of vitality about it. The church is for everyone.
Yes.
Some faith is for everyone. Maybe we got to start there.
Yeah. I've had similar thoughts. If this is possible with classical music, what is possible for the church? Pardon me? And how can people be guided? Right. Yeah, Ellen. You bet.
My job is to awaken the possibility in other people.
And then how you know when you're doing it. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good point. So then the question is how one might use these ideas in thinking about the elephants in the room with one's relationship with God. How could they be of use? And holding that as a concept and knowing that that can happen.
But you can't have the release unless you have the tension.
Mm. That's a huge idea to hold. That could be a very important companion during that hard stage. And then the use of the word, and then your home. Yeah.
This desire for people to be successful, because they could be successful listeners.
Can everybody hear? Okay. Can you say it louder?
Oh, his desire for people to be successful, I think, was striking, because he was breaking it down so they could be successful in being listeners.
Transfers. Yeah. Any more thoughts about how it could be of use with... Yeah, Rick.
I was taken by the description of the early pianist's emphasis on every beat and that type of thing, and that over time, the music became much more a part of their body so that they were playing on one button rather than two. And, you know, it gives me hope that maybe... at some stage, I'll be able to do my ministry with one buttock. And not be so worried about getting all of it. What were they calling it? Half-assed? Yeah.
That is amazing. Well, we're going to stay in touch with you, Rick, and see how this goes. But it's an amazing thing. How would you know that you had moved into one buttock ministry or in whatever you do? Or even in a conversation, what would a one buttock conversation look like? Pretty startling idea, and you could hear the startle in him at that discovery. Yeah. Yeah.
I think you get a one-buttock moment when you have these moments, actually, when it's a sheer sense of being an instrument for something. It's not, you're not controlling the thing. It's like you're part of the thing and you're in it, but something bigger. Mm-hmm. It's a sense of pure gift. And I think actually any of us who've been in the business for a long time, you get those moments. It could be a pastoral moment in a hospital. It could be a tough situation that you're looking at and trying just to confront it in a holding kind of way. And it's just pure gift. Something has happened. A one-buttock moment.
And how nice to put those in the basket when they happen. Well, let us close. This has been delightful to be with all of you for this, for earlier this morning, for the panel discussion, and for yesterday. It has just been an incredible blessing to be with you. So I'd just like to close in saying that God is connection, And God is differentiation. And that creating a space for the self while respecting the space of others is so very sacred. There is reciprocity. Deepening in one relationship deepens them all. So thank you very much.